The board's initial 10-5 decision following a 7-hour executive session blindsided even some of its members, according to headlines in local papers, including Vermont Digger. After an emergency meeting Monday, the same board reinstated Mitchell to his 3-year contract and immediately placed him on administrative leave pending the outcome of an independent investigation. Discontent has been brewing within the association for some time. Editor and publisher Ann Galloway of Vermont Digger, an independent online investigative newspaper, says trouble began last fall when about 6 key members of the VSEA staff resigned over policies and proposals that Mitchell instituted.
Mr. Mitchell has only been on board since December 2011. He has been trying to essentially transform the organization into a union that is more member-led rather than led by the staff. And in the end, it became very controversial because some of what the members wanted to do didn't necessarily always dovetail with what the staff thought ought to be done.
Galloway says there are hints that Mitchell may have violated labor laws.
It's unclear at this point exactly what he might have done or how he might have violated labor laws. The accusations are coming from the 2 union lawyers who represent the state workers and Mr. Mitchell himself. It seems a little bit odd that accusations of legal violations are coming from the lawyers.
One of the 2 union lawyers making those accusations was named interim executive director of the association during last week's initial meeting. During the subsequent meeting, VSEA attorney Mike Casey was removed as interim executive director and replaced by 2 individuals. Meanwhile, staff attorney Casey has placed a gag order on all VSEA staff except for the group's communications director. A person who answered the phone at the VSEA office said communications director Doug Gibson was in a meeting and unavailable for comment. Political columnist Paul Heintz of the independent Burlington newspaper 7 Days says most of what is known about the situation comes from off-the-record conversations with those involved and that many questions remain.
My sense is that this conflict is driven by personality conflicts, but there are some real substantive issues. The union's general counsel wrote in an email that our paper obtained that Mitchell knowingly allowed the organization to violate numerous laws. He put that in an email, which is mighty surprising from a general counsel of an organization. So there could well be some legal implications here, but I think it's too soon to say.
Heintz says VSEA is in turmoil and faces serious struggles as it moves forward.
I've spoken to a number of people on either side of the matter, and they are incredibly angry at the other side. That's also true within the staff of the union.
Ann Galloway is also intrigued that this disruption comes as the union is preparing to enter collective bargaining this August with the Shumlin administration.
This infighting doesn't help the VSEA, although probably for the administration this is great. This means that, you know, a weaker union could give them a trump card in the bargaining process.
According to Vermont Digger, VSEA is Vermont's second largest union, representing more than 5,000 state employees. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.